Chuyên chủ này mình vẫn chủ của mình đang
Vâng, xin chào.
chỉ có số chia thôi và bên đại gia này là thằng thì sẽ số ví dụ rằng và cũng chưa yêu xin chỉ thằng anh chị chúng tôi sẽ chuyển chủ thì sự của chủ nói là chính quyền à第六章一到四节我们再来一遍
Chapter 6, verse
起来吃饭坐着，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。”因呼喊真的事情，我们让这个真机震动，愿主看看。我们再来看这第二、第三节哈，第二、第三节，其上我们来，其上有撒拉火势力，又有六个翅膀。两个翅膀遮里，两个翅膀是，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。”好，来祷告。天父，我们感谢你再次召集我们来到你跟前。恳求主你来开我们的心，让我们能够看见你的荣耀，让我们知道我们所信的神是怎么样的神。
God is it? Then,
求主你来看顾带领。
Yes.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。大家有没有读过但以理书？
Daniel,
你这一个人怎么样
？How do you feel like the person of Daniel?
如果你知道他的故事的话，他是以色列王国之后，犹大王国之后被掳了。
So the story was captured after the kingdom of Judah.
他被掳了之后，他成为这个帝国里头被抓来的人。
After he was captivated, after he was
在当以理书第一章就记载说，他不愿意吃王给他的食物。
So in chapter 1 of the book of Daniel, he said he refused to eat the food that the king has provided for him.
就说你就给我一些清水跟蔬菜。
Vegetables.
第二章我们看见他还替王解梦。
Second, he interpreted the dreams for the king.
在神啊，在王面前说，他所信的这一位耶和华是万王之王。第三章那里讲到他几个朋友，王命令他们要下拜的时候，他们却不愿意下拜。
Chapter 3, talking about the three friends of Daniel, the king requested them to bow down the throne, and the statue refused.
王告诉他们说：“你不下拜，我把你丢到火窑里去。”
So the king threatened, "If you do not down, then I'm to throw you into the furnace."
你们都知道这个故事。
I know the story.
他朋友说什么
？What did his friends say?
你们记得急祸不然。
Not you.
尽管神啊。不救我们脱离这个火窑的话，我们也不会下拜。
So even if it's not going to save us from the furnace, we are not going to bow down to you.
但是我类似的一个经历。
Daniel also has a similar experience.
他向神祷告。
So he prayed to the Lord.
然后王下命令说，在几日之内呢，不准向任何人祷告，只能向王求。
So after the threat from the king.Such a period of time shall not pray to anyone aside from the king.
要不然就要被丢到狮子坑去。
To the lion's den.
那你怎么样？
所以他走了。
他还是祷告，是不是
？Still prayed.
他被抓了。
He was captured.
他被丢到狮子坑里去。
He's dead.
神保守他没有被吃掉。
God prayed. Tempted him at the end. Protected him.
这些故事我们都很惊叹说，如果你的信心我有该有多。
So when we have seen all the stories, Daniel's face can
be. 你觉得当你的秘诀是什么？
The secret of Daniel.
当你那么大胆的秘诀是什么？
Unseen of so bold.
谁知道？
So where is actually the answer of this book?
在第十一章
In chapter 11.
谁知道
And the words shall not be
Okay 差不多很接近了第十一章说什么
Chapter 11
是神的
So, the Lord.
应当强行事。
And, do the works.
是神的，不干强行事。
So, he's going to be firm and bold.
需要来认识我们的主。
So, to come and to know our God.
需要真的认识他到底是一位怎么样的神。
To understand what kind of God he really is.
以赛亚书第六章的时候，我们上个星期讲到，我稍微复习一下，就是以赛亚他在乌西亚王登的那一年。
So when we come to Isaiah chapter 6, so just a quick summary, this week we talked about Isaiah was installed. That King Uzziah died. Where is Isaiah?
他就看见主高高坐在宝座上。
He saw sitting upon his throne high and lifted up.
看到这个看这一个字
So talking about this time about the word see
看这个动作是在以赛亚书很重要的一件事情
See is a very important verb in the book of Isaiah
因为我们刚刚读到六章第八节
So when we chapter 6 verse 8
再读下去的话你会读到这么一句话告诉以赛亚说你去告诉这个百姓说你们听是要听见却不明白看是要看见却不晓得
said God and said to the people keep on hearing but do not understand keep on seeing but do not perceive
属神的人一个问题想听却不明白
See what didn't understand.
看却不晓得。
See what didn't perceive.
我们都信主了。
So we all think that we would.
但是我们的生活活出来的好像我们不认识这位神一样。
Exactly. As if we don't understand him.
我们读他的道理不断的在听我们是不明白。
And we listen to the same message again. Don't.Understand.
我们读这一段的经文，我们一直看。
Same scripture again and again.
我们是不能晓得。
To understand.
为什么
？The reason for that.
圣经说，因为我们心里面什么？八成啊。
The scripture says because our heart is dull and hearing.
自由。
As if it's covered with the veil.
以赛亚书里面，针对的百姓，他们心蒙了一层的自由。他们并不是没有来这个圣殿里头来敬拜神。
To the sanctuary to worship the Lord.
他们并不是说没有来到神的殿里头举手的向他祷告。每个周末可能也在那里一起唱诗歌。他可能也听这些祭司啊、利未人在讲神的话。
To the sermons and preaching of the 这个 priests。
可是，一周的过去
，after a week，
百姓仍然是看不明白
，people are still unable to understand，
听不清楚
，they can't perceive。
我们上星期讲到第一章里头说，百姓完全对神不留意。
The people are not paying attention to their life.
也不关心。
And they don't look at them.
他说你都知道他们的主人。我的百姓却不晓得。
But my people are not paying attention.
这是百姓们信仰的光景。
So, it's a belief.
以赛亚书在讲这个看的问题，这听的问题，心不曾自由。
Sarah was talking about the issue of perceiving the issue of, but the issue of hearing and seeing is talking about its recovery to that.
达到了第七章。
So in chapter 7,
亚哈斯，
Yes.
亚哈斯碰到这个敌人的时候，这个神就告诉他，你不要担心，我可以帮助你。
So he's faced with the enemies and assured him, do not be afraid, I'm going to be afraid.
你只要向我求
as long as you pray to me,
求一个预兆
and ask for a sign,
然后是怎么说
and so I'm going to say,
哦我不求
I'm not going to ask for it,
然后还讲的挺属灵的
it's very spiritual,
好像是那不求一样
and that is not worth asking for a sign,
其实他的心根本不在那里
it's actually not there,
他想的是他自己的办法
he's thinking about this is only comfort.
所以你会发现到说人的心其实不是没有这些的知识，但是很多人的心都不向着神。我们的问题常常也类似。
So similar.
你有哪一个星期五星期六去团契查经的时候，就听到一个你完全没有听过的信息？
Go to fellowship and then encounter something that's completely to you.
很多人都听过了。
So you have heard it before.
而且最近我们这个从国内出来的还不少，从小就是基督徒的。
Christians.
这些信息是从来没听过的。但是我们人的问题不是我们还没有认识还没有听到那还没听过的。虽然听了许多我们心还对我们的身一点都不留意。所以来到第37章。
So, to,Chapter 37.
西西家王。
Zechariah.
西西家王的以赛亚，神对西西家王讲了一句话。
And told Zechariah.
所以这次西西家王又遇到这个亚述王的攻击。
Zechariah is facing Syrian attack.
亚述王已经把北国都毁了，现在来到南国了。
The Syrian has already
很快就要把南国融入了。
Sure, he's going to destroy the southern kingdom as well.
西西家怎么做呢？
西西家做的。
谁记得西西家做了什么？他是有撕裂衣服，但是重要的是什么
？How is he torn his clothes? Very important thing.
他来到圣殿来求神。
To the temple and pray before the Lord.
你注意看某一个字。
And turn to one word.
你去找那一个字。
And if you can find this word.
神说。
神。
你求我。
So because you ask me.
你求我。
Because you ask me.
我就拯救你。
I'm going to save you.
他的意思不是说你有求不应。
He's not trying to tell you that he's going to answer any of
yours. 记得呀，那是不求。
He's refused to ask.
神的百姓已经到一个地步，他们完全不在乎神要做什么。
Come to the status that they don't really care about what God is going to do.
他们有他们自己的办法。他们有他们自己的想法。
They have their own thoughts.
但是西西教王不一样。
His plan was different.
西西教王愿意去留意神。
His plan is willing to pay attention to the Lord God.
神就基于这么一个愿意留意他的王，就说你求我，我就拯救你。
So this king was paying attention to the Lord. God said, "I'm going to accomplish if you ask."
以赛亚书一章到三十九章就关键就在求这个字。
So say that from Isaiah chapter 1 to 39, the most important is the focus on.Seek and ask.
神的百姓平时生活的时候太忙了，去追神。
So busy in their lives and seeking the Lord.
他们不再在乎神。
Pay attention to the Lord.
他们也不想到神对他们的身上的心意是什么。
And don't seek what the will of God on them is.
神不断的呼召。
God keeps calling.
百姓们能够回转。
这样看吧，
够注意他们的神。
To pay attention to the law.
可是百姓是高傲的，他们只关心到他们的生活。他们希望他们的生活，他们的为他们的生活这个工作来自己一个舒适的生活。
To prepare a comfortable life for themselves.
是他们把神完全给忘了。
Seek the Lord.
只有有需要的时候才来求神。
As they come to seek the Lord.
找的是有需要的时候，他们也不是真心来求问神。
Suppose is that truly.
所以在最后，以赛亚书最关键的到了这个37到39啊。36到39这个经这段经文里头有一件最主要的事，就是你是否晓得要求告我们的主。
So come to chapter 6. So here's the focus. Are you to come and seek the Lord?
40章
Chapter 40.
40章的第九节。
Verse 9.
好信息给西安的，你要登山；报好信息给耶路撒冷的，你要扬极度扬声，扬声不要惧怕。对犹大的诚意说：“看哪，你的神。”
Let you up to a high mountain of Zion, and of good news. To be rose with strength, Jerusalem, the good news. Mad, say to the sons of Judah, Behold, your God.
人家都说百姓们有一个好消息，就是你注意看你的神。
Talking to the people, here is this good news that we called your God.
上个星期讲到说，我们需要在危机的当中要能够看见我们的主。
Says we have to see our Lord.
我们有没有花时间去留意我们的主？
Spend a lot of time to pay attention to our Lord.
我们每一天来到主面前，我们是主的作为。
To remember what He has done for us.
在忙碌的当中，主的心意是什么？
Taking care of attention to the Lord, what God is trying to say to us.
句话说，人的尽头，神的开始，是不是？
Do sentence like the end of the God.
为什么这么说？
Saying this.
因为只有人的尽头到的时候，人才会开始想说，我没办法了呢，能够从哪里找到这个办法呢？
Because I'm going to come to our land and to seek out the ones that we have to come from.
时候人才开始想到神，
是这个，
也是应该的。但是不需要等到人的尽头，我们就应该要留意神的作为。
So we need to wait to the end of words to begin to seek God.
看，常常是我们基督徒一个问题，我们的眼光不在神身上。
Christians,
不是想说地上还有什么办法。
This is not always on Jesus. And we see this is not on the earth.
祷告常常是我们最后一件事要做的事情。
It's always the last thing that we're doing.
有事情需要大家帮忙，大家都会出现。
It's going to show up.
有祷告会呼召大家来的话，大概只有百分之少数的人出现。生活当中最困难的就是灵修。什么？
对，
坐在那里看读神的话，跟神的祷告，然后去那里默想的话，那是很难的事情。
Scripture, this is actually something that's really hard to do.
就好像太太告诉先生说，那基本上我就坐在这里，什么话都不讲，我们就彼此对话，然后再坐在这样别扭，我们在这里做什么？
So I think for a while, this thing to my husband, just for me, so, face to face, and I think the husband is going to be, I'm going to do it.
Okay. 神面前享受与神的这个相交。
To establish with him.
常常不在神身上。
Because our eyes is not always on
the Lord. 在第一章第一节那里讲到乌西亚王奔的那年。
So in chapter 6 verse 1, King Uzziah died.
圣主刚刚坐在刚刚的宝座上。这里有两个宝座。
Two thrones.
一个是地上乌西亚王坐的这个宝座。
Uzziah was sitting on.
一个是在高高在上的宝座。
So the top, 对吧？
地上的宝座的王死了。
And then the king on the earthly throne died.
地上宝座的这个座位空了。
And the throne is empty.
但是以赛亚却看见天上的宝座，有空着。以赛亚并不是不知道危机。乌西亚王可是一个非常强壮的一个王。他死了之后，接下来看的是看不到什么希望。他不是不知道有危机，但是他不只是看到危机，他看到我们的主，就好像我们迷宫是不是？你在纸上面玩这个二维度的迷宫。
It's two rooms on paper.
对，你的线画画到某个地方，就四面都是墙，或者三面啊，不可能四面啊。
So that's three walls.
对一个来说，这是完全没有一条出路，是不是
？Two rooms out.
但是你从三维度来看的话，怎么样呢
？So from a three-D perspective.
那条黑线也有多高？只是在这个世界上看的时候，我们走到一个死路里头，不能出来的时候。
So it's hard to come to the dead end to find a way out.
到处都是墙。
Surrounded by walls.
我们乱了。我们可以向上看，向上看，你就会看见那坐在宝座上的主。
You can see the star, tourism throne,
我们很难想象说，在这么困境的当中，为什么神不着急？
It's difficult, and God is not, 着急。God is not, 谢谢。
知道神是从高天看下来，好像3D 看 2D 啊。
So you have to have this perspective. God's seeing from 2D to 2D.
就好像以前我小的时候去玩那个蚂蚁一样，
So,
他走到一点，我不把水全部那一圈，他就走不出来了。
I just put my fingers there, so it's not able to pass.
安静站着到处走，其实出很简单。
It's actually really easy.
随时我要让他出去，他就出去了。
Can be out anytime.
神不是像我那样子去玩弄蚂蚁，
God is not like me.
神他是圣洁的神，
So,
那不像我们小心眼的人啊。所以我们向上看的时候，就晓得虽然在2纬度是某一个出入的。
This two-day world.
从至高宝座上面的主台看，一目了然。
From the bottom of the world, you see everything.
需要知道，
To know.
我们晓得他知道。
He knows.
所以我们的谈到我们的眼睛最需要的是爸爸要被打开。
So, this is going to be opened.
让你们看见我们的主是坐在宝座之上。
To be opened to see the thing through the eye.
让看见的是我们有一位主。
I want to see the Lord.
今天，可是他是一个圣洁的主。
So, to see the Holy God.
他是一个圣洁的主。
The Holy God.
这里讲到有沙拉佛，各有6个翅膀，2个翅膀遮脸，2个翅膀遮脚，2个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！”
A voice to the seraphim, each has 6 wings, with 2 covered his feet, 2 covered his foes, and with 2 he flew, and he called to 2 others, "Holy, holy, holy."
整个6章的这个意象啊，这个意象里面最中心的就是这个圣哉、圣哉、圣哉、圣洁的主。
Sins in chapter six, the fourth is the holy God.
重新认识圣洁是什么意思？每次我们听到圣洁，我们就想到什么？道德上的纯洁。每次我们听到圣洁，我们就想到没有罪。这完全没有错。但是这不是完全啊，这个字的意思。神的确是完全无罪。
God is complete and without sin.
神也是完全。
God is completely just.
神也是完全的纯洁。可是圣洁的意思比这个更大。圣洁指的是说神是全然的超越。
Talking about a complete transcendence of our Lord.
他每一方面都与他所造的之物啊，我们人不同。
He's different from his creation.
他是超越的。
And he's transcending.
他是永恒的。
He's eternal.
他是荣耀的。
He's glorious.
他不被人掌控。
And he's not controlled by man.
就从人的层面来思想神。
And to consider perspective.
虽然神有时候用我们的角度来描写他自己。
So even though sometimes describe himself from our perspective,
他用我们人能理解的方式讲到神的爱。
Talks about God's love.
神的怜悯啊。
So can relate to us.
神发怒。
His anger, his wrath.
甚至说神后悔。
To regret.
神忧伤。
And his, what's,
他有喜悦。
So his happy and joy.
这些都是圣经里面的启示。这些都不是错误的启示，但是我们要同时晓得，我们不要忘记的，神虽然要我们能够明白的来跟我们说。
Shall not forget that God is revealed in a way that we can understand.
但是他是永远超越我们人的。
It's perfect. It's transcending above us.
他不照着人的。他不是照着人的方式去爱，他不是照着人的方式去发怒。他不是照着人的方式去怜悯。
Shows his mercy, mercy not to jar away.
他的情感里头有罪的这个掺杂。
Yes, God's sin.
他的愤怒里头没有人的冲动。
And his wrath there is no passion of man.
没有人的自私。
There's no selfishness of man.
没有像我们人一样失控。
There's no
control of man. 的这个无知。
And there's no ignorance in him.
这个叫什么？
This.
这叫圣洁的神。
This is a holy God.
这是圣洁的神。
It's a holy God.
我们人之间的这种同情或者爱，把它放大到说，哦，神就是这样子。不能把人的同情的这种的心投射到神身
上。
神的爱怜悯是超越我们的。就是说他每一个方面都不同。
And just to say that every aspect is different from us.
他每一方面都带有他那个圣洁的荣耀。
He carries the glory of holiness.
就神的圣洁。就很容易把神当成一个因和果感受的一个神。
Someone that's just to me.
我受伤了。
I'm hurt.
我就希望一个安慰我的神。
God who comforts me.
我的方式来安慰。
To be
okay. 让我很高兴的那种安慰。
To be. I'm most understood.
我就希望有一个神帮我出气。
Stand up for me.
我受错了。
I'm frustrated.
我希望有一个神能够就坐在我旁边，我感觉好一点。以赛亚看到神不是这样的一个神。
It's a different God.
以赛亚看到的神是高高在上，在宝座之上那个圣洁的神。
God of Isaiah's song is enthroned.
To comfort.
His comfort is not only our comfort. Show mercy.
His comfort is
not only our comfort.
His peace. 圣哉圣哉，恩赐。
See the sign called to observe saying holy, holy, holy three times.
这是注意高程度的这个强调。
It's the highest of emphasis.
圣经里面有很多重要的这个强调都重复两次。
The emphasis on the twice.
比如师父说我实实在在的告诉你，这是重复两个字，好，实在实在的告诉你啊。
Then Jesus is going to say, "True, true, I send to you." And this is repeated twice. True, true, I.
圣洁。
Holiness.
在这里强调几次？三次。
Emphasized three times.
这是如一神的一个属性，强调三次的。
The character of God that is emphasized three times.
有没有听过圣经说神是强调三次的？原谅。最喜欢的字
The favorite word
是我们写的话三次可能四五次啊，重复
The scripture how we need to repeat three times maybe four times
那你没有说分别啊，这个听起来很严重啊
Oh, just sounds pretty severe, right?
圣洁是讲圣哉圣哉圣哉在以赛亚最觉得无助的时候他最需要认识的就是神的圣洁
The most important character that he has to recognize is God's holiness
因为当以赛亚发现无助的时候他想的是怎么样从人的角度可以得到帮助
Because if I'm so helpless he was thinking from man's perspective how could he get help here
他看见神的圣洁是让他想到说神不从人的角度来解决问题的
See the holiness of God he realized that God is not going to solve perspective
超越的那个爱他超越的那个大能来解决问题
God was transcending right? God is going to solve our problem
因为他那样子的一个大能他那样子的一个圣洁的爱才是解决问题的最终的办法
Such power, such holiness is the bad works
你在这里看到两个天使啊，各有六个翅膀两个翅膀啊，遮脸两个翅膀遮脚两个翅膀飞翔
So you see two seraphimsSo they each have six wings. Two encompass those with two encompass feet, and two in the flow.
这天使他们天天亲近神。
Two seraphims that are close to God every day.
他们不像我们罪人一样，他们一点罪都没有。
The simple people, sinless.
他们不像我们一样，他们没有不洁的思想。即使这个无罪的天使在圣洁的神面前还需要用翅膀遮脸
Send the seraphim to cover the face
第三节有一个很有趣的一个细节
So what's the interesting detail
第三节说什么他们彼此呼喊说圣哉圣哉圣哉
call to the said holy holy holy
什么彼此呼喊
did they call to another
并不是在这里来呼喊圣哉圣哉圣哉好像神不知道他自己是圣洁的
they're not trying to call God didn't know that he was holy
也不是在那里彼此提醒好像对方不知道一样
they
是在神的圣洁当中那无穷无尽的这个圣洁的能量里头不断的彼此的呼喊
How are you?
说你知道他是圣洁的
It's holy.
是圣洁的。
Look, he's holy.
这不是一个知识的传达。
This is not a of knowledge.
这是一个敬拜中的一个什么？一个惊叹。
So this is a proclamation of worship.
是在神圣节里头的一个惊叹。
This is an exclamation in the holiness of the Lord.
需要重新到神面前，对神这个圣洁的荣耀感到震撼。
To come before Instagram, be amazed, shaken by the hope of His holiness.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
His ways are higher than our ways.
他的思念高过我们的思念。
Thoughts higher than our thoughts.
当我们认识到神这样的一个超越的属性，神圣洁的属性的时候，我们就不会用我们小小的头脑、想不通的头脑问神说为什么。
And what did Job say?
他的嘴是污秽的。因为他说了一些他自己都不晓得的话。
So don't understand.
为什么？因为他认识到，那当神这样子彰显他的创造的时候，他一直问你知道吗？
Because when God was questioning about his creation, he's been asking, do you know?
你晓得这一切是怎么来，怎么运行的吗？谁还敢问你在做什么？
The Lord is to ask what you're doing.
神不是在威胁约伯。
God's not trying to threaten Job.
神是要约伯看见神的超越。
God is trying to show Job his transcendence.
要用我们的头脑去思考，想透这个苦难的问题。
Do not try to solve mind to think through to work out the problem.
神的圣洁是超越的。
And his holiness is transcending.
他那一个超越的圣洁是我们需要认识的。
His transcending holiness is something we have to understand.
我们遇到困难的时候，我们总是喜欢强调神爱我们。在世界度过一周之后，带着忧伤、疲惫、伤痕来到教会。
To come to the church, with all the hurts and yes.
最喜欢唱的就是耶稣爱我。
Favorite song is Jesus loves me.
台语更妙，他疼我。
The parents is even better.
他接纳我。
He accepts me.
他了解我。但是你，他了解你没用啊，你不了解他。
It doesn't matter if he understands you, you don't understand him.
我们只要能够感受到神爱我，我就能够继续撑下去。这是很多那个基督教的诗歌容易出问题的地方。他们喜欢把人的情感投射在神的身上。
Project our emotion to God.
喜欢说我们喜欢从神那里听到什么，我们就把它写在诗歌里头。希望神的温柔是怎么样的，我们就写在诗歌里头。要小心。诗歌是让圣经能定义他的爱是怎么样的话，我们是让人的意思来写的。很快的，神的爱就被写成这个浪漫的这个感情。 神的这个安慰就变写成这个让我感觉被肯定的一种的温柔。诗歌只是为了满足我情感的需要。
Songs became channels to satisfy our emotion.
我们只是在诗歌里头希望神如此如此的做。
So sing the songs, we are going to do so and so.
但是我们却看不见神到底是谁。
To see God where.
无法在神的爱中经历他。
To feel the way.
从以赛亚的这个经历，我们可以学到，可能真正帮助我们的不是看到神怎么符合我们的需要。而是看到神的圣洁。我们不需要把神拉到我们的生活层，我们需要被提升到神的荣耀中。
Don't have to take God down to our level, to get up to His level.
十架的爱不是只是爱，是一个超越圣洁的爱。
The love of God is not just love, it's a transcending love.
这样的一个意象能够改变我们。
This vision can change us.
它改变了以赛亚。
This vision has changed Isaiah.
以赛亚40章那里讲到说，你们究竟将谁比神呢？
Chapter 4, God.
你到底用什么形象跟神相比呢？
Let's compare.
你小心，你用什么来比喻神？
To compare God with.
你把神变小了之后，你自己也走看不到出路。43:25，那圣者说：“你们将谁比我呢？叫我与他相等呢？”43说，雅各，你为什么说我的道路向耶和华隐藏呢？说神，你看不到我的这个问题，你看不到我的困境。我们是用人的眼光看神，神怎么会不认识、看不到我们的困境呢？
Chapter 4, challenge Jacob, why can't you see what you see? That way, to see what God has been seeing. And we're not able to see the things that God has given to us.
不是这样子用的，神的时候，我们是从神的启示看到，来认识神的时候，以赛亚书43接着说，那永在的神耶和华，创造天地的主，他不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
So, the chapter of Isaiah 40 says, "Have you not read the Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth? He does not faint, but his understanding is unsearchable."
神是圣洁的神，我们真的要如此的来认识他，需要从神的话里头来认识他。
God, how do you know this from this world? We have to get to know him.
不要只看到环境。
Stop just looking at the surroundings.
不要只看到人的伤害。
Stop looking at the surroundings.
看见我们的神是超越一切的主。主的这个意象能够帮你除掉内心所有的苦毒。因为你知道他的道路高过我的道路。他的判断高过我的判断。
His judgment is higher than judgment.
我在他的手中 一切他容许的事必有他的美意。
Is filled with his goodwill.
上个星期我跟大家分享跟师母这个服事的经历。
So last week I shared with you on the experience with the pastor, with Mrs. Pastor, how we serve together.
我没有办法多讲什么，因为时间过了。
To continue too much because I'm going to pass the time.
但是如果你认识到这一位大能圣洁的主。
This that was almighty and all powerful and holy.
发现你走过了这个艰难的日子之后，你回头看的时候，并没有苦读。
To pass this experience, you
know better. 我看现在在服事的弟兄姐妹
，I've seen the sisters who are serving.
他们经历了一些非常艰难的事。
extreme difficulties.
往回看的时候，每一次讲到这些他们过去的困难的时候，心里面都有许多的苦毒。
To words and filled with bitterness.
用人的自己的心理的方式，然后告诉自己，哦，往好的方向想的话，永远跨不过这个问题。
So our own method, and to just to think the bright future to overcome the hurdle.
能够看到，只有当你能够认识我们的主是圣洁的主。
Only after you have realized that God is a holy God.
他的来，他的计划是超越一切的。
His arrangement, his plan is transcending everything.
就能够认识我们。走在他里头的都是蒙主所爱的儿女。无论是谁，是怎么样的问题，我们走过了，我们不会再有苦读，因为我的主是带领我们的主。
So after that experience, God is a God in control.
求主帮助我们。
God is going to help us.
能够认识到这位奇妙圣洁的主。
This miraculous, this amazing, this holy God.
下一次我们在唱圣洁或者谈到圣洁的时候，不觉得这是一个很难的这个事情，而是这是一个非常值得我们喜悦的一个属性。
So we're touching upon the holy.The character of holiness again. Let's not consider it as a very difficult character to understand, but this is something that is going to make us joyful.
Because
it's holy.
So he can use his superior wisdom to lead us every day. He is going to
use his transcending wisdom to lead us in our daily walk.
Come to his
presence.
天父，我感谢你，你是我们的主，也是超越我们能够想象的主。因为你是圣洁的主，你的爱是圣洁，你的能力是圣洁的，你在我们身上的计划也是圣洁的。
Is also holy.
感谢你，你不像我们人看问题。
And thank you, because you don't see us according to this perspective.
所看的极有限。
See is really limited.
你却是一清二楚。
You see everything so clearly.
可以完全的信靠你。
You completely trust you.
我们不晓得明天会发生什么事。
Tomorrow is going to bring.
但是我们晓得你最终必得胜。罪恶不能在这世上终久的猖狂。
Sin is not going to on this world forever.
这一切最终要被更新。
This entire thing is going to.
信靠你的人能够在你里面得拯救。
Sin is going to enjoy the salvation.
你是圣洁的神。
God.
你最终要把这一切都要更新。
And eventually. Go to everything.
感谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Jesus' name.